Don't worry about it, Coker. There ain't no way you could have a boot, because if you had a 2,000-watt boot, if you had it cranked all the way, it'd take you 10 seconds before it even key up. In between that 10 seconds, all you'd hear would be a gigantic squeal.
You call your dad, Tomlin. It's all time. Oh, yeah. Keep my radio. Plenty of your keys, you damn little shit. Why don't you read up on things?
Mm-hmm. Show us how much you know. There ain't no way that a mobile can drive that, because it takes, for that 2,000,
hold on. I'll tell you what drives it.
Goldie!
What?
Are you taping?
Yep, right now! What about the last 2 seconds?
I've been taping for the last hour.
Are you gonna go get off on the recorder? Yep! I don't know why you dumb little shit get such a thrill on tape recording my voice. You might want to save it for prosperity's sake.
To tell you the truth, guy, the definitely, you wouldn't even be able to drive that 2,000 in a mobile because it takes too much to drive it. And besides, the 2,000 in the Heathkit book is not for CB, you dumb kook. You gotta convert it if you want the CB. So, that definitely knows where your mind is. So, hey, Froggy, you backup jerk. It takes 120 or 240 volts to drive it, plus 100 watt boot. So, 3's your clear.
Listen, you dumb son of a bitch. A TX200 is a solid state. 200 watts RMS. And it will drive the Heathkit real nice. The Heathkit can run on 110 or 220. And we have a tube-type, multi-vibrator-type power supply, which does nicely to run our little linear. And if you don't know what the hell you're talking about, why don't you just hang it up, you little shit?
Hey, okay. Hey, tell me this. Hey, what is it, tubes or is it solid state?
It has one tube. And it has a solid state type 2. Solid state. Why do you call it 2? Because it's gas filled through. It has
2 tubes. Definitely so. 3's your clear. And there ain't one in there in that name. And the SB220 2000 kW linear amplifier is definitely sells for $489.95. And power requirements 120 VAC 60, 50 to 60 HZs at 20 amps. Maximum 240 BAC, 5060 at 10 amps. So, definitely. Maximum transmit time, 10 minutes.
Right, you dumb son of a bitch. You don't believe me? Would you like to put your hands on the output of my power supply, which just happens to be 120 volts, 60 cycles at 35 amps continuous?
Yeah, but hey guy, how could you get that in your mobile?
Real easy. It sits in the back seat, and I turn a switch on. It's nice. I have 4-gauge wire going from the battery.
The battery couldn't even handle it, guy.
It'll handle it nicely. It's a 75-amp alternator, you dumb son of a bitch.
There ain't no way that it could even drive it. Alright. How many meters has it got on it?
I'll tell you what, you dumb son of a bitch. Next week or so, or Wednesday or so, I'll probably turn it on for you some night again, but it's getting too late to bother with you little dumb son of a bitches. So why don't you just go beat off and go to bed or something and just hang it up, because we ain't talking to you no more.
Clean up, son. Doesn't happen.
About as many as you're going to have on your head shortly, you dumb bastard.
Hey, I told you, come on up. What's the matter? Can't you handle it? That just goes to show where your head's at. You definitely don't even have one, so back up, jerk. And there ain't no mobile that could power it.
There is too, you dumb son of a bitch. Why don't you look in your specifications on GM cars? You will find that the 69 vintage with air conditioning have a 75-amp alternator.
Well, this guy. Hey, how many meters has it got? Try that one.
It's got 10,000 meters on it, so why don't you pack it, Jack, and shut up?
What's the matter? Getting upset? Can't you answer that one?
No, I can't answer anything. I'm supposed to get, I'm sick and tired of you, you dumb son of a bitch. Good night.
Definitely, guy. Hey, you just don't have what face it. Face it, you don't know what you're talking about.